This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're with Katie on Katie's Cut Lunch here at Joy, where it's 30 minutes to 2 on a grey old Melbourne afternoon. And on the phone, I'm delighted to welcome David Bridie. Hello, David.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, we're going to talk about your album Wake today, but before we start that, I want to tell you that I'm a fellow Melbourne Football Club tragic. And I follow you on Twitter, so I know that you, and also, you know, I've seen you around the club over the years, and so I know that you are as devastated as I am about the terrible season.
You're feeling my pain. Yes,
oh, my goodness.
It makes it better that we're feeling it together.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I thought after last year it couldn't get any worse, but yeah, well, it did. Okay.
My father used to say to me, he said, it's good for the soul, and I pass it on to my daughters as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you sort of, I had no choice about who to support. My dad said, right, it's Melbourne or nothing. And
That's the way it should be.
It's character building.
Yeah.
I remember when we were terrible and down the bottom of the ladder in the 70s, so I've lived through it before.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, moving on to this fantastic album of yours, Wake. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's really an amazing piece of work. It came out in June, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been touring in support of it. You're sort of at the end of the tour now, aren't you?
I'm really proud of this record. We'll keep working it for this first phase of the tour. Ends in Tasmania in a couple of weeks,
yep.
A couple of weekends, a fortnight from this weekend. We'll keep doing. So I've got some shows booked in Alice Springs and Darwin in September, and then we'll do some more shows in October and November. But this first phase is coming to a close.
Yep. And how's it been going?
No, really good. Really good. It's our music's a great leveler. You know, you can you can play one night and you think you're on top of the world and play to a full house and it all sounds really great, and the next day you do a gig in Warrnambool on a cold Thursday night and you can see the tumbleweed rolling through, so you never get too far ahead of yourself, and that's probably a good thing. But
yeah.
Really happy with the band, and so John Phillips from Not Drowning Waving is playing with us, and it's great working with John because we worked so much together in the early days of, with Not Drowning Waving and with a bunch of film soundtracks with John, and he'd gone over to France to live for a while, so I'm really enjoying that. Eden Mulholland, who plays some guitar on the record, he's an artist from Christchurch in New Zealand, and he's been great to play with, and I think playing live, you're always doing reinterpretations of the album, because it's a different discipline, obviously, so I think it's been going, I think what we've been doing musically and artistically, I'm really, really happy with, and yeah, and those who are coming along are really enjoying it as well. So we'll keep going with it.
That's great. Yeah, I'm talking to David Bridie here on Joy 94.9. And the album is full of tracks that are fairly, I want to say angry, David. Angry about the state of the world. And I'm not blaming you for being angry.
There's a few there, and there's some that's rejoice in the beauty of the world. So I hope they bounce out. But certainly Delegate and Treason make quite a firm statement that's saying that I don't think it's just me. I think there's a bunch of us who are just, this is not our Australia to to send asylum seekers to Manus Island, or to have this to not be able to deal with a bunch of issues, even though I think we're actually pretty wealthy and pretty well off.
Yeah.
So I think good art does address these things, and I think it would be bereft to not address them in contemporary Australia.
I'm absolutely with you on the treatment of asylum seekers. I too think it is outrageous, and shows such a lack of compassion that it almost makes me sick. I like in some of the notes I read about your album, you said that kicking against the pricks, a lot of the bands that you liked in the 80s and 90s were that kind of band that really kicked against...
Well, that's what rock and roll was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rock and roll came up in the 50s, and that post-war kind of It was all the Stafford Wives kind of take on the world.
Yep.
And that was what rock was supposed to be about. And then all these other, reggae and punk and all these different styles of music were doing that. And I don't, today, independent music festivals are kind of like corporate love-ins. And the best films and the best books and the best records are ones that make you ponder things and question things. And I'm hoping in some way the music that I do is along those lines, whether it does or not, it's another brother's to judge. But
now, you've done a lot of work with musicians in West Papua, David Brighty, and some of them, not sure if you've got any playing on this particular album, but there's certainly references to PNG. Of course, with the latest Kevin Rudd plan for asylum seekers, that must have hit very close to home for you and a lot of the people that you know.
Oh, I've been to Manus Island. In fact, the whole reason why I got into Papua New Guinea in the first place and worked with George Telek and set up this One Talk label was because a mate of mine, Mark Worth, who was a filmmaker who did visuals for bands like The Models and The Boys Next Door, it became The Birthday Party, obviously, at the Crystal Ball. And Mark was born in Papua New Guinea and lived there till he was 15 at Lombram because his father was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lombram Naval Base is the same site as where we're sending asylum seekers now. And I've been to Manus quite a few times.
Yep.
And so, look, it does hit home.
Yeah.
It's so not the place to put people. It's a very involved conversation. It's not
just
New Guinea is a poverty-stricken place. It's actually a beautiful place, but it's a country that's so not set up for the Sri Lankans and the Afghanis and the Iraqis and people who make up the majority of... Papua New Guinea's not a place where you would assimilate. Papua New Guinea is a beautiful country. It's got 800 languages, and it's not very multiracial.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
And so it's not a country set up for that, and I think this is a very, it's a bad thing. It's a mean-spirited approach to this issue.
Indeed, yeah. I was interested to get your take on that. I've got a friend who's doing work in the Solomon Islands at the moment, and she said it's not a good time to be an Australian in that area.
Not at all. And we're a better country than that, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
Australians individually are quite warm-hearted, but en masse for some reason.
Yep. Talking to David Brighty here on Joy, and we'll come back to him in just a second. You're listening to Joy. It's 5 to 2, and my name's Katie. This show is called Katie's Cut Lunch.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
On the phone I have David Brighty, the musician who you might know from My Friend the Chocolate Cake and Not Drowning Waving. Solo album Wake is out now, came out in June. And David, I'm going to play a track called Chatter. It's a quiet track. I really love it. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Part of my aim with this record was to go back to what I did when I first started, which was songs that were written, late at night in the old battered piano in the living room.
Yep.
Shatter falls into that sort of space and a simple piano motif about it. It's the lyrics kind of about going for a night walking.
Yeah.
Going for a walk around the suburbs of Thornbury when everything's quiet and down and everyone's asleep, and there's a certain everyone has done that once in their life. Hopefully some people do it a lot more than once, because it's a peace. It's the one time that the city's at peace.
Yeah.
And all the noise and all the gossip and all the chatter has died down, and so that's kind of what I was trying to do with it. It's got some wonderful string playing from Helen and Hope, who play in Chocolate Cake. So that's
lovely.
That's
well, congratulations again on the album. Now, there's a few gigs left on your tour. On tonight, you're playing at the Memo in Healesville.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at the Caravan Music Club in Oakley, Sunday at Montrose Town Centre, and then a couple of gigs in Tasmania on the 17th and 18th of August, and there'll be a little return gig here in Melbourne at the substation in Newport on the 6th of September, which I'm hoping to come to. So I'll say hi to you.
Oh, that is good. I'd be great.
Yeah. So people can go to your website, davidbridie.com, is that right?
Yes, .com or .com.au, one of the two.
Anyway, Google David Bridie, you'll find him. You can follow him on Twitter at dbridie, and check out the new album, Wake. Thanks very much for talking to me today, David. It's been great.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.